You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to share your location on an iPhone. Well, you're probably asking yourself, that may be kind of interesting, or why would I need something like this? Well, let me show you a couple examples why you would probably ever come across in needing this service. Really, have you ever found yourself in a location, say you're in a park, airport, or shopping mall, or anything like for that matter? You ever gotten out of the airport, you're not exactly sure where you're at, but you want the person to pick you up, know exactly where you're at, without getting all stressed out and frustrated trying to figure out how to tell them to locate you? Well, have no fear, there is an easy way to do this. Or let's just say I'm out and about. You probably can relate to this. There's been times I have walked and I get myself lost. I may have taken a right when I thought it was a second right when it wasn't. Sometimes that happens because I don't really have my map open and things like that. And so you just need a little bit of help with somebody of a nudge or let you know where you're at. Nonetheless, there are many different scenarios where you could probably use this. Now, I know there are many ways to doing the same thing that I'm doing here in this podcast. I'm going to show you three of the ones that I use, and all three are different from each other, and I will show you why I use those three. All right, first, messages. This is a great place to start. If you have somebody that's picking you up and you want them to know exactly where you are. Now, essentially, I want to let you know when you send somebody by message by sharing your location, you're really sending it as a GPS coordinates. It is these longitude, latitudes, coordinates that are going to tell them exactly where your location is. It doesn't essentially give you or them the address you're at, but rather a spot. So in message, let's go to message yourself.
Messages.
And
double
opened
tap
up.
To open. Actions available. Messages.
Let's find myself here.
Thomas, attachment. One location. 4:51 p.m.
All right. So I have already sent myself an example, but I want to show you how I did this. So you go to the person of interest that you want to share your location with. So I'm going to go to myself, double tap it, open up the message.
Thomas, current location.
Or the conversation, I should say. And at the top left.
Back button.
It's your back button. Go right.
Thomas button.
Now, it says Thomas button. Obviously, this is the person you want to send the information to. Do a one-finger double tap.
Thomas audio button.
Now, you get the options of audio.
FaceTime button.
FaceTime. And then
info button.
Info. That's exactly where we want to go. Double tap on info.
Details heading.
Now, I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to the send my current location.
Send my current location button.
There it is. Send my current location. Once you double tap this, it'll automatically send them the exact GPS coordinates. So I'll go ahead and do that. Double tap.
Back button. Message received from Thomas. One attachment.
And there it is. Got it exactly from myself. And that includes like a little attachment. If that person double taps that, they'll have several options to pick from. One of them is to open up in Apple Maps and then they can get direction to pick you up. All right, so that's the first item. The other item, I want to show you something in using the Find My app. The Find My app, if you've never used this, this is a really cool feature that Apple includes baked into the iOS itself. It allows you to find people exactly where they are at this moment. So if you have family, for example, I have my family on here, even including my mom, so I can see where she's at all the time. So this is kind of a feature you can find out where they're at all time. So let me jump into that particular app.
Find My.
Once you find the app, double tap.
Find My. Share My Location button.
Now, it went directly to the Share My Location. That may not always be the case, so if you need to go that button automatically, go to the bottom left.
Selected. People tab.
Is your people tab. Make sure that's selected. Double tap it if it isn't, and then just swipe left.
Share my location button.
And now you can share your location. Now what that's going to do, it's going to be very similar to the message app itself. I'll go ahead and double tap this.
Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
Now, it's going to want you to put in a name here. For example, I'm going to use Michael Hansen, for example. So let's go get him in there.
Michael Hansen, iPhone plus one.
There's Michael right there. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap him.
Michael Hansen, iPhone
and
plus
now
one.
He
share
is
my location.
The person
button.
I want to share the location with. Now, at the top right
send button.
Is the send button.
Share my location button.
You want to do this because what's going to happen is going to be something totally different than what you do when you share your location with your message. In with and find my app, Michael is going to be able to see where I am in real time. Now, this is going to be great for a couple of reasons. One, they can see you moving at the same time. So if you have somebody sighted, they will be able to follow you all the way around and find you exactly where you're at. This can be useful like an airport. I need to walk somewhere a little bit further, but yet they can keep tab on me. Or this would be great for people that are in school. Let's say, hey, I want to make sure that I get home just fine from school or on the way to school. You can share your location with a family or a coworker or a friend, and they will be able to keep tab on you real time to make sure you get to your location safely. So if you go ahead and do that, send.
Send button. Oh, share for 1 hour. Share my location button.
Okay, so after you do a send, it's going to give you the option to let them see you where you're at for 1 hour, or if you go to the right,
share until end of day button.
Till the end of the day,
share indefinitely button.
Or indefinitely. So you have the different options how you want to do this. So this is great and useful for those out there. The last one I want to show you is the old dependable Siri. Siri is great. And I'm going to show you something. You can also invoke Siri to find out your location. And from here, it's going to offer you some information and options you can do. And one of those is to send them your current location. So let's go ahead and use the Siri here. Hey Siri, where am I?
You're at 1205 Southeast 3rd Street, Lee Summit, Missouri.
And then from here, you hear the address.
Current location, near 1205 SE 3rd Street.
Okay, so that's a pretty close estimate where I'm at exactly during this podcast. Not exactly on the button, but as you know, that's as close as you can get it. What I like about this, it actually gives you an address. So if you are sending to somebody that is doesn't have, for say, Apple Map or whatever not, or that are blind and can't use the GPS coordinates, you can go ahead and give them the nearest address that you're at. Now, if you go to the right,
share my location button,
you have the share my location button. Double tap that. That will also send it just like a message to someone that will send them the exact GPS coordinates. Go to the right.
Map containing current location button. Address 1205 SE 3rd St. Lee Summit, Missouri, 64063, United States.
And so if you want, you can copy that.
Address, 1205 SE 3rd St. Lee Summit, Missouri, 64063, United States, copy to clipboard.
And now I got that copy to clipboard. I can go to message and paste it and send it to them. And they'll know exactly or kind of rough estimate ballpark where I'm located to pick me up. And then lastly, if you go to the right.
Latitude, 38.9136. Longitude, minus 94.3511.
That is the exact GPS coordinates. Obviously, that is not going to make any sense to us. But again, when you share your location, you're sharing your exact GPS location. So those are the three different options I wanted to show you how you can share your location on an iPhone. This can be extremely useful for your safety and to help those to locate your iPhone with anyone. All right, well, that's going to do. My name is Thomas Donville. Oz go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.